have been doing. You come here and say, hey, we're going to open this position.
Okay.
Does that seem right, you know, under the
okay.
rules? Then fine. That's a, that's the right rule, I think, for
okay.
for us. But if you just go ahead and do it, and you're right, oh. no problem.
Okay. Because in the case of the new position, that's basically what I was trying to do with that financial one, because there is no one right now. And right now, finance is sharing the job between the director and the assistant, and she just can't do it anymore. It's just overwhelming. She's there all night, all day. And as Tina Sharmulan does a very good job. Mm-hmm. And this is a whole new position. Whoever we bring in, they will have the job, the best, the most qualified person. So that one would have been like an easy one. But the one with the gentleman right now who I have to, is being requested to be downgraded, but maintain his highest pay level according here, can we just do it? But then that goes to paragraph I.
That's right.
I don't weigh in.
Okay.
Can I clarify what she's asking for me?
Sure. Oh.
I'm not here. I'm here for the focus group.
Public comments. Okay.
Rich Wilson, Director of Public Works mm-hmm. and Parks. When I came on board, it was the whole organization of Public Works and Parks was combined together, taking the park division, combining it with the street division, which each had their own superintendent, and they combined them and created the park or street and park. Operations superintendent.
Right, we looked at that.
Okay. That hasn't worked very well. And I've been interviewing my employees and discussing what would work. They would, and Mr. Walker has agreed, we've kind of set up a new chart where we go back to the street superintendent and we go back to a park superintendent. The street superintendent position is still listed, even though it wasn't filled. It hasn't been filled since that combination. The park superintendent was deleted off of the salary chart. The park and street operations superintendent has agreed to take a pay cut and go back to his original salary as park superintendent. And Elaine was worried about him taking the pay cut because that's kind of against civil service rules, mm-hmm. but he's agreed to it. He would like, you know, in fact, it's less work for him. I mean, we're cutting his work in half, so he's totally pleased with the idea. And it's just that we got to create the park superintendent position again, which was there 2 years ago. So that's kind of the issue that we're dealing with.
Yeah, there'd be a problem. I'm suspecting that if you create that position, then open it up for bids, then you got a problem with getting his agreement. He's got to compete for the job, and that's an issue.
But the question is, would he have to?
Yeah, that's. I think that's a fair question. In that, that's a well stated question.
You know, the difficulty we have, you know, as a board, that sometimes produces some frustration here. You know, we're not interested in weighing in on things unless. Mm. Our input is going to be, you know, meaningful. We have a meaningful body of information to, you know, express a judgment on, and you know, somebody is going to look in and take seriously, you know, what our judgment or recommendation, you know, has been. It's very hard to do that when all these little pieces come to us, you know, piecemeal. You know, I would say on the issue we just discussed, Elena, you know, if somebody is saying, look, this structure we have just isn't meeting the city's needs. We've got this position in place that, you know, doesn't provide for a qualified enough person to meet the needs. And, you know, we need a higher level person and a higher salary. And if we get that, we don't need this other person, then on a comprehensive basis, I think you should create one position, abolish the other one, not just leave vestiges of all these positions floating around that well, we're just not going to fill, and then, you know, somebody comes in and says, what is this structure?
Yeah, I think you remember, Rich, when you did come in, that you were there and a number of other people presenting a whole chart saying this is what we're going to do.
No, I wasn't here.
Oh, you weren't there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was
well,
not,
just before you came
I was not involved in the reorganization.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, I got to agree with Jerry, as usual, that it's kind of tough to say. Maybe I'm just too visual a person, but to say, well, we're making a little change here, but we've got this little pickup here, we're going to fill that in, that and inflate this thing that was deflated before. That is a little bit tough to say whether we have, whether there's anything to even comment on in terms of the civil service rules.
combination of parks and public works was ballyhooed to be a wonderful thing.
Well, it is. It's just that I think...
Unless someone comes forward to say that they've been harmed, I don't know why we're even concerned about it.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Thank you. No, appreciate you over here, you're playing, yeah.
Good luck with it.
Yeah, thank you. Anything else?
So I'm going to take your advice, and I'm going to move forward with that, and that'd be great.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, we can entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
By affirmation.
David, you almost got your attention.
I almost got turned to figure out what we were doing. It was that close.
If you want me to take your copies, I can take everything.
Sure.